You know, we have what we call famous psukim. Most psukim, the reason that they are famous is because we've encountered them. I gave a drasha, Motzei Shabbos Nachamu, the other day. So I said that there's a pasuk in the Haftarah, Karaya Edra Yira. Baruch Shalom is like a shepherd who shepherds his flock. Chayka Yisa, Olay Sinael, carries them in his bosom. So I said to the Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a shepherd, there's an image here. We have to understand what the image is. So, but I told them, you'll never understand what this image is unless you know Perek Lamed Daled in Yechezkel. It's the truth. Familiar things are only familiar because we've repeated them many, many times. But this pasuk we encountered quite a number of times in Chazal, in the Rambam, in Sifrei Musar. The pasuk is Perek Gimel Pasuk Vav of Mishlei. Behold, Rochecha do Ehu, Behu Yi Yasher Orchoy Secha. The Rabbeinu Yoina has quite a number of pshatim on this pasuk, and the Goin has a very unusual pshat in the pasuk too, which the Goin is masbir in a number of places based on his chiluk between Orchois and Drochim. Bechol drachecha da eyu zok da goyin derech hu begoli. Kmo she kosavnu lamala. Kloima. Bechol hadrochim hagluyim lecho tira ato leida. Ve oma da eyu she taase l'shem shamay. In everything that is goli lecho, you should emphasize that it should be l'shem shamay. We'll soon see what he's talking about because he's masbir himself. I show on the bottom in the footnote that there are two other places in the Mishlei Biragro where he speaks about this. Oirach is hidden. Kloima uminestorois hu yenake. V'yiyasher urchoy secho shaloiti koshel. So it means, in other words, the way the going seems to be masbid the pasuk, that there's a reward. It's like habol itayim mesayim loy, that there's a reward of vahu yiyasha ochay secha if bechol drachecha da'eyu. And it means like this. It could have several meanings. These are surface meanings. Then he's masbir it in depth, that it has to do with limud ha-Torah. But it means there are many times that a person knows the enemy. He meets the enemy, he counters the enemy, anticipates the enemy, but he knows the enemy and he knows how to react and to respond to it. The challenge that's there on the surface, the challenge that is in the open, so if he does l'shem shamayim, and if he responds to that challenge, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meineya from him the dangers and the pitfalls that he's not familiar with. A lot of times you need a meir d'kasiyata d'shmaya, you know, to be zoicha, that the problem never happened. Or that you developed certain antibodies, ke'ilu, spiritual antibodies that ward off the disease, ke'ilu. And that is v'hu yiyasha ochaisecha, that in the hidden pathways, where you don't know necessarily how the enemy will befall you, or how you will be able to respond to something that you don't anticipate, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you the siyata d'shmaya. So zokt the Goin, furthermore, v'inyan. Now, it's very interesting. The Goin, of course, was a baki b'chol machmane ha-kabbalah. And the inyan in the stories that even in Mishlei with the Bir Hagro, so you have certain moments where the mechaber, the person who heard these Torahs from the Goin and put them together, he writes himself, he says, Dovaze omoik omoiku for anasel hasbik tsas. And then he goes into an arichos. Everybody learns that the Goin in the Safra, the Tznius, or in the, I mean, in many of the Sfarim, you realize that his yedius and bekius in Nistar was beyond the human capacity to comprehend the bekius shabai, not to comprehend what he knows, to comprehend that he knows bechlal so much is unbelievable. But lemaisa here, it's very, very simple, but the depth of it is beyond our capacity to discuss in this year. But he learns that da'ehu, b'chol drachecha da'ehu. So what does da'ehu mean? Da'oisai. Da'ehu. Know him. Means know Hashem. But he's medayik that the letters heivav. B'chol drachecha da heivav. Know the letters heivav. Zokteva inyon. Shehei vav hu nigla. What is hey a remez to? Chamishu chum sheitara. What is vav a remez to? Shisha sidre mishnah. Da, you should know, hey vav. Now, vahu. Now, hey vav is the first two letters of the word who. What is the last letter of the word who? Aleph. Aleph, what's Aleph backwards? Pele. The Pele is the Nistar. Aleph means to teach, but it's to teach the Pele. The teaching of the Pele is Mitzurif to the Nigla. The who. The word who has Nigla and Nistar together. How does it have Nigla and Nistar together again? Because Hey is Nigla, Chamishachum Sheitaira. Vav is Nigla, Shisha Sidre Mishnah. And the Aleph is Maisif, the Nistar of the Nigla. So vahu yiyasha orchisecha zoktel ach yadua shebehem gonus hasoidus shehu hanelam vahu soid ha aleph shehu apele lochein kashem mischaber ha hey vav im ha aleph meire al nistar vinelam as well as the nigla vahein baatzmam hu nigla vizeu bechol drachecha da eyu kloima da hey vav shehu hanigla vahey vav aleph vahu Shehu hanelam shebehevav, hu yiyasha hadrochim shebehiskasya. So again, it has many different meanings, what he's saying over here, but one of the meanings certainly is that as the Goyin says, tapuche zohav b'maskiyos kosev dover dover alofnov, the Goyin said that everything in Nistar has its equivalent in Nigla, and there's no contradiction between the Nistar and the Nigla. It can't be, because it's essentially the same thing. And Tapuche Zov, golden balls, Bemaskios Tokosef, in the settings of silver, Dover Dover Al Ofnov, when everything is in its proper place. So the Nigla and the Nistar combine together. So if you know Do'ehu in the Nigla, so then the equivalent Nistar is already there, of course, waiting for you to learn it. Or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you, if you learn Nigla, a Zuchus, a Siyata Dishmaya, to be able to comprehend the Nistar as well. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Deis Per Gimel Halacha Gimel, the Rambam establishes a Gevaldike Yesod, which he was ma'arich and he was mazbir, ba'arichus gedoyla, where in the fifth perek of the Shmoyne Prokim, which is the Rambam's hakdama to Pirkei Avos, he wrote a Pirush HaMishnayis. In the Pirush HaMishnayis, he has two major hakdamas. One at the beginning of the Pirush HaMishnayis, and another one on the, people call it the psychology of the Rambam. I don't like these phrases at all. It's a whole yesod, a tremendous amount of Torah there. But basically, whatever you want to call it, it's his hakdama to Pirkei Avos. His hakdama to the whole inyan of what it means to be a chosid. That's really what it is. So the Rambam there tells me a gevaldike mahalach in how to understand the taivas that we have. And basically he says as follows. Sometimes we follow our taivas to such an extent that we're willing to eat poison if it tastes good. Sometimes we have taivas that are not going to poison us, and they are in that sense pleasant, but they have no purpose. And finally, we have taivas which, when they're fulfilled, are enhancing our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the only purpose really in the world. Let us take a look at how he presents it. And then we'll take a look at the Rambam's, you might almost say, summary in one halacha in the Yad HaChazaka Perek Yimu. But before that, so Zok the Rambam Hazeh. The whole point of Perek Hamishi b'shtamish ha'odom b'koychus ha'nefesh litzad tachlichs achas. There's one goal, that you use your strengths, your capacities, your talents, your abilities, all the koychus ha'nefesh. Tzorech lo'odom sh'yishabit koychus nafshoy kulam l'fi hadas. Kefi ma sh'ikdamnu b'perek sh'lifnei zeh. In other words, a person is not stama behema, he's not hefker, he has to use his intelligence to guide himself and to direct himself to a purpose. The Rambam says it black on white. What is the point? And people ask themselves, what's the point? What's the point of all these mitzvahs? What's the point of my life? What's my purpose? What is it all about? Zok the Rambam, there's one yisoid. V'hi hasogas Hashem yizbarach kefi yecholos ha'odom l'da'as ozo. To know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand the Rambam is headed already to up the pasuk that we just learned. V'chol drachecha da'ehu. Know Hashem. Now, of course, knowing Hashem, we are not speaking here about a cerebral exercise. Knowing is even from Vayeda Adam is Chava Ishtoi. There's a whole inyan. It means cleaving, it means living with, it means the whole of your life is immersed in this agenda of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a philosophical thing that he's talking about. The Yosim Pu'ulosav Kulam, Timu Osav, Minu Chosav. What does it mean, Minu Chosav? Because the Raman's going to tell you that even if you're sleeping, and it's L'Shem Shamayim, it is directed towards this goal. Because you have to have strength, you have to have kayach. Mivkol dvorav mivim lezu atachlis achlo yia bepulos of dovor mipoal hahevel. This is so antagonistic to the mahalach of people today. Today, he just wiped out 98% of the entertainment industry. Billions and billions and trillions of dollars. To escape. That's escape. Somebody told me, I wouldn't know one way or the other, and in a certain sense it incapacitates a Rav, because he doesn't know what he's talking about when he talks about these inyon. And he's talking sometimes to, not this audience, but sometimes he's talking to an audience that lives with all that stuff. And he's like making believe that he knows something, and he really doesn't know it at all. And it handicaps him. Of course, the alternative is mother, so, you know, it's fa-faun, you know what I mean? But the fact of the matter, so somebody told me, that the movies today that people run to and spend millions and billions of dollars are almost all in the getter of fantasy. They speak about creatures and beings that do not exist in real life. What are they called? Vampires. If I said, you know what a vampire is, milchix fleishix, I don't know what it is. You know, it's like seichel al adam, you know. But whatever it is, it's not real. And it became such a part of the society, or about people that can fly like a Superman, or about, I mean, it's just on and on and on. People that are not from another planet, creatures, this, that, as long as it's not real. You know why? Because real is like, you know, in Yiddish, there's an expression, you're climbing out of your skin. A person can't even stand to be real. It can't be a normal thing. It has to be a fantasy. It has to be blown out of proportion. It has to be the imagination of a person that comes to life on the screen. I don't know what he's talking about exactly, but Lemaisa, I'll take him at his word. But the fact of the matter is that the Rambam tells me the exact opposite. He says that we're mechuyev to avoid all hevel, all pu'ulos that are for naught. So what about real life? The Olam always asks me the question in the yeshiva sometimes. Talk about learning about asmada. The Rambam has a lashon, he shouldn't even lose one night in sleep. One night in sleep? What do you mean? That's what, la'iv r'layla l'shinsa. So I tell him, no, we learn la'iv r'layla l'girsa. You know, the famous Maitzer of Chaim Volozhiner on Shabbos, the Olam was talking. They were sitting and talking, stamp schmoozing. So he says to them, go to sleep better. Shena b'Shabbos tainuk. Oisiyas Shabbos. Shin b'Esof. So one of the Chevraman said, maybe it's Sicha b'Shabbos tainuk. So he says, it depends where you put the pintala. So he says, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Leif chochem b'yamin, v'leif kisil b'smoil. So that yisoid, that is, so I tell my Talmidim, listen, there's a big Torah out there, and you can do it. You can do it. Some of them are very big Bali Kishon. And you can do it. You just need to plow. Keep at it. Keep at it. So sometimes the Talmidim say, but Rebbe, you know, what about relaxation? R&R. You know, what's with the R&R? So I said, relaxation? Yeah, take a Musa Sefer. You want to relax? Take a Musa Sefer. Okay, stop with the Bab Mitzvah for 5 minutes. So I told him a Maisa. Somebody once asked, there was a certain Godel who was... One of Fov Valojana was very, very, was a shaskan, was known, he was a tremendous tzaddik, was known to be very quiet. So someone on stage said, don't you ever get exhausted from being so quiet? So he says, of course. So what do? He says, I rest a little bit and I'm quiet again. You understand? R&R, you know, R&R is not a matir. It's not a matir for hevel. But the Rambam's Loshen, I'm not saying my own Torah, this is the Rambam. The Rambam says, he says, the ad shelo yiye bepe'uloiso dover mipayel ha'evel. Not one act should be for naught, for with no point, with no tachlis. It's only loymar, payel, what's called payel ha'evel? Payel shelo yovi el zois ha'tachlis. So it's a tremendous agenda. You know what the Rambam is saying? That you are totally focused. A Yid has to be totally focused. And I'll tell you something else that's remarkable about this Rambam. The Rambam never once said, this is the agenda of the Tzaddik Hador. This is the agenda of Chassidim Ba'anshe Maisa. It's not for you. No, doesn't say anything of the sort. He says, this is our agenda. This is everybody's agenda. Ba'moshel boy. Sheyosim hakavona b'achilosoi b'shiyosoi mishgoloi. Mishgoloi means relationships with the woman. Shnosoi, his sleep. Yikitzosoi, his awakening. Tenu osoi menuchosoi b'briyuz gufoi l'vad. B'akavona b'briyuz gufoi. Shetimtza anevesh. Right? Keileho b'riyim ushleimim liknes hachokmes v'liknes hamalis hamidus hamalis hazikliyos. Achyagil takusahi. He says it's a two-stage process. First of all, everything that a person does physically has to be with one goal, that he should preserve his health, he should be strong, he should be capable. Capable in all of his faculties, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for him. But that alone is not the end. That's not the last stop. That is the agenda to reach another goal. What's the other goal? That when you are healthy, you are able to focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a much stronger and much more competent way. And take a look at right away for a minute. Go back to the Rambam in Gimel. Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel of Days. Look at the paragraph. Let's start from the beginning. I'll just read four lines. Hamanik atzmai al pi orafua. Im som aliboy sheyia kol gufay ve'evorav shleimim bilvad. V'sheyia lo bonim oisin malachtoi v'amelin litzarchoy. A person has an agenda, he wants to be strong. A lot of people they want to be healthy. The whole vitamin industry is that people want to be healthy. The whole exercise and sports industry is that people want to be, I mean, my sports, not spectator sports. Because people want to be healthy. They run, they jog, they do this, they do that. Why? Because they want to be healthy. They go on diets, they're careful about what they eat. And people have children. Why did people have children in those days? They wanted somebody to help them with the panasa. So he says, if that's the only agenda that somebody has, that's the end goal, ein zu derech toiva, elo yosim aliboy sheyehi gufay sholim v'chazok kedei shetiya nafsha yishara l'da'ases Hashem. It's right there, black and white. Bekitzer, what he's saying in Perek Hey. She'i efshar she'yovin v'yistakel b'chochmois v'huroi v'choyle o'echot me'evorov ko'ev. So if it happens, it doesn't pater you. Rabbi Mechayev Aniyim, Hillel Mechayev Aniyim, it means that you could be desperately poor, but you have to learn anyhow. But that's not an ideal, because if you're impoverished, you're struggling, and you're hungry, and you're not strong. So all of this is going to be Meineya in your Avodas Hashem, says the Rambam. So when you seek out good health, it has to be dafka for that purpose. That this will enable me to have Arichus Yomim as a Hashem. This will enable me to have the strength to have a long and arduous day of learning, and so on and so forth. This will enable me to do mitzvahs properly. This will enable me to concentrate on my tefillah. I won't fall asleep in the middle of a shiur, and so on and so forth. Some people, they have a problem. That they, apnea or something. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about simply because they stayed up all night and whatever it is. So that's the pashut chat. So we'll continue with that Rambam a little bit later, Bezus Hashem, today or next time, but I want to go back to the Shmoyne Prakim. But that's what the Rambam is saying. There's goal number one to reach goal number two. What is goal number one? Strong, healthy, all of my physical faculties have to be working at optimum efficiency. And what is the goal number two of all of that? So that I should be the best possible Eved Hashem. He says, if you have this agenda, you cannot have the agenda of seeking out pleasure. Because the agenda of seeking out pleasure does not lead to this consequence. And now he's Mazbir. Abo Yichain El Hamoyil. He should Yichavin, or Yichain, he should prepare himself El Hamoyil. Ukishi Yizdamin Shiya Arev. Yeah. If it's sweet, Matoivu Manoyim. He's not against it. But he says that that's not the goal. It's a coincidence. And if not, it's also okay. Ukishi Yizdamin Shiya Bilti Arev. What happens if you have to have a salt free diet? It's okay also. I Satnish Kentam. He says there are certain times that people have an anorexic tendency. Anorexic tendencies. They lose their appetites. So he says such a person is allowed to heal himself by arousing his appetite with tasty foods. Sometimes that doesn't help. It depends what the problem is. But the bottom line is that this is something that the Rambam says, Ya'ayru Rabbi Mizaynus Hamitubolim Ha'arevim Shenefesh Ha'adam Misavalahem. V'chein, Misha is Ayru Alav Marash Chayra. What happens if a person develops a depression? So you are certainly permitted to get this person, to attempt to get this person out of his depression by arousing him with music, with enthusiastic dancing, and this and that and whatever. So he says, well, by walking through beautiful gardens, which gives or sees majestic buildings. Yesira b'shmias haniguni b'minezeme b'tiul haginois b'binyonim anoyim, right? Chevra satzurois hayofois kayoitze b'hem mima sheyarchiv nefesh. V'yosu choyla hamarash choyra mimenu. Anything that it takes, that's mutter, of course, that you are enabling the person to get out of his depression. V'akavona b'chol zeh. Again, he repeats, there's two goals. The goal of Brios and the goal of Brios is Kniyas HaChokma. If a person's busy with acquiring money, when he's collecting the money, when he's aggressively going after the money, that he should spend it in good things. He says everything is devoted to one goal, regardless of whether you're talking about a person's health, or you're talking about a person's acquisition of money, or whatever else it is. Right? Right? He's masbir in a minute. He says, sometimes people eat things only because they taste good. even though they're mazik. Right? Toipa reyach shenefesh adam is avaloi v'hu mazik loy. V'hefshe sheyeh sibo l'choyli kosho l'misas pisayim. It's enough even to poison him. Either that he's going to get quite sick, or he's even able to die from it. Zeva behema etzli shavim. Such a person is no different than a behema. He follows his instincts, he takes what he desires into his mouth. The einze poyel odom me'ashahu odom ba'al seichel. Omnom hu poyel odom me'ashahu chai, nimshal ka behema nidme. The omnom yiye poyel enoishi, what he says, just because you're human doesn't mean that you're acting like a human. Most humans act like the behemoths. If you want to be human, this is how you have to behave. What is a human activity? V'omnam yiyah poyel enoishi. What is a human activity? K'she yoichal ha-moyil levad, u'pa'omim yoniach ha-orei v'yoichal ha-nimos. He only eats what's good for him, not what tastes good. And sometimes, if necessary, he'll even eat things that are not tasting good, k'fi ba'koshas ha-moyil, if his purpose is what's good for him. That's what makes the human being unique. That he's able to make a decision based on the wisdom of his choice, that he wants to be well, he wants to be healthy, and so on. And he doesn't follow his instincts blindly. Now he writes, he says there could be a person that is on that level of human that he does not simply chase after every taiva, and he's not simply abandon all tachlis for the sake of the momentary pleasure, which might even kill him. He's it's well thought through, and he has goal number one, but he doesn't intend to goal number two. So you see how he's building up. First is a person that's mamish a behema. Then there's a person that's a person, but he's not a chassid. And here he doesn't mean a chassid that you have to be beyond in avodas Hashem. He means he's a person, but he's not an elochayit. That's what he means. Ein ze chassid. Zokta why? Ki k'moy shebochazeh hanoas habrius, bochazeh acha hanoas hamaychol hanoas hamishgol, v'kulam ein tachlis hamitus l'puloseyem. He says a Meir D'Kazach here, and it's very, very interesting. You know, there's some people that are meshuga for exercise. They're meshuga for jogging. I have to be in the marathon. The Rambam is telling me that Enochanami, the goal basically is to be healthy. But they're so absorbed and preoccupied with that goal because it nourishes their taiva. The taiva to be healthy. In other words, it becomes a shtikla meshigas almost. Because they're so focused on it, because that's what nourishes their pleasure. In the same way that another person is nourished by the pleasure of things that are detrimental to him, this nourishes them. He says, if that becomes the be-all and end-all, they're not really that much different from the first category that I described. It's just a more elevated and more sophisticated. You know, mashallah mahadava daim, it's a mayudika thing. You have sometimes, I was always in the spoil about this, restaurants, and they charge very good money for all of this, but restaurants have something called ambience. What is ambience exactly? You can't eat the lighting, you can't eat the music, you can't eat the carpets, you can't eat the walls and the paintings on the walls. So what is this ambience all about? Then another thing. You put down silverware, and there's a whole protocol, whole etiquette, about what fork you should use for what. In the very fancy restaurants, they have a minimum of 3 forks, not 2, 3. Trust me. And they have a napkin, and the napkin has to be placed on a certain side. If chas v'shalom is placed on the other side, you're a boor. And then there's several different kinds of glasses, because there's a glass for this, for water, and there's a glass for wine, and the glass... What's going on over here? What's the shlech? You have one glass, you put in the water, then you drink the wine, and you have one fork. All right, milchiks fleishiks or fish and meat. They don't know from these things. One fork is genug, you know. You know what the answer is? Ambience, the forks, the etiquette, you know. the elegance of a place. What's that all about? The answer is, eating is a ma'aseh behemah. That's what it is. It's a ma'aseh behemah. Eating is a ma'aseh behemah. But a person doesn't want to be a behemah. But he wants to eat. So you have ambiance. And they pay very, very big money. And the waiters come with white gloves. And they fix your napkin. The napkin was perfect the way it was before they came. But they fix it anyhow. Because that's what they were told to do. In the middle of the dinner, you have to fix the napkin. And would you like anything else, sir? This is all to make the Michael Behema a Michael Adam. Zok the Rambam. May ain't this. But you're a human behema now. That's really what he's saying. So, of us, so a person should never have a havamina that our Shabbos Tish has anything to do with ambience. Such a ton mit kedusha is such a world of difference you can't imagine. And in kedusha, you could have two people that have nothing, like the Maisa with the Baal Shem Tov with the Chavraya. So they come and they look through the window, and these two people, they only have potatoes and a little bit of water. That's soup. And she says, my dear husband, she says to him, it's time for the fish. There is no fish. It's time for the fish. He says, bring out the fish. He brings a little piece of potato. He eats it. Okay, I don't know if they had to drink wine in between, but Lemaisa, it's now time for the soup, and it's time for the beauty, for the wonderful chicken, for the meat. When I say the dessert, and every time after they have this beautiful seven courses, after each course, they dance around the table together. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. So I said there must have been Chassidim; they're allowed to dance in the Maisa Shahai. But the Untish Teshura is, the person should never make that mistake. That this ain't zachatzatam b'tetzveita. It's worlds apart. It's not ambience. Thus is kedusha. So the Rambam says you can make yourself into a human behemoth also. It's not that far. So let's look at the last line. Avol hanochin sheyosim taklis kol mashi yisasik by bebrius gufay vehemshech mitziusay al hashleimus kedei sheyisharu kli koyches nafshay klei koyches nafshay shem evori aguf shleimim betis asik nafshay mibli moineya b'malis hamidoy somalis hasichlias. A perfectly honed machine that is 100%, that's the ideal, efficient to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same thing, he says, whatever you learn. He gives examples in mathematics, all kinds of things. What's the point? So look at the last two lines of the paragraph. What is the point of learning all these takbulas and this and andosa? He should be able to think how to analyze the situation. He says, all chokhmah is the same as exercise. You want a healthy body, you want to have a healthy mind. Men sana in corpore sano, as they used to say. A healthy mind in a healthy body. What for? Yedias Hashem. It's unbelievable. V'chein b'dakei adam kulam. And so on. Zok da Rambam. Let's go a little bit further. K'shiyosim adam kavanosel ze inyan. You see that paragraph? He says, people who follow this agenda, very similar to something that the Mesilas Yesharim says, he says, if people would follow the proper agenda of life, they would never have Daigas HaParnosa, because they really wouldn't need all that much. All the Parnosa issues, the vast majority come because we have ideas. We want this, and we want this, and we want this, and it costs guilt. But if a person would limit to his needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for. It's not that much. Zokter, when a person has this kavana, right? He says, what does a person need all of these fancy clothes for? Unless he has a need that he needs to get a little bit more chizuk from it. How so? Because it's marchiv nafshei kedei shetavri v'yirchak mimenu cholya. He says if a person is inclined towards depression, and as he said earlier, so sometimes you need things that like perk him up. At Shatia Behira Bizakul Kabla Chokhmas, because he needs that his mind should be crystal clear. For who Amram Sakhrainim Livrocha, that's how he touches the Gemara. Dira no the Ishana Humita Mutzas Litamid Chachom the Kalim Noyim is Marchivin Daito Shal Adam. Kian Nefesh Tile Vitakhar Machshova Basmodas Ion Hadvarim Achurim. He says if a person lives in a dingy environment and it's a depressing context, then a person ends up being depressed. And when he lives in a pleasant environment, he has pleasant thoughts and he feels good about himself. So of course, the Rambam is saying that on occasion, you need to indulge yourself for that purpose. But that has nothing to do with fancy gold godim and so on. That is the extreme that he says is a total waste. Kein tzricha nefesh gamken liyasasek b'menuchas achushin b'inyon. He says sometimes you have to look at a nice tree. Sometimes you have to walk in a pretty garden. He said, in other words, the Rambam is saying is that I'm not a meshugana. He's saying, don't think that I'm an extremist. I'm not asking you to climb into a cave and stay there and just think about the Ribbono Shel Olam. But he says there's a tremendous difference between availing yourself of the beauty of the world and the comfort of the world for the tachlis of avodas Hashem only. And that difference not only is a matter of philosophy, of focus, it's a matter of the physical and the practical. Because if you're chasing after Hevel for its own sake, there's no limit. And every time a person built himself a house, I had such rachmanis on this guy. He built himself a house, it took him 4 years. I was watching. I wasn't there the whole 4 years. I mean, you know, from time to time when I passed by. Anyhow, I'm watching him build his house. And he's building, and he's building, and he's living day and night. Every time I pass by, he was standing on the corner, like this, like that, talking to this contractor, firing that contractor. You know how it goes. And he had the kids. 4 years, he has this really beautiful home. And he's very happy because it's the biggest house and the most grand edifice in a 10-block radius. One day, guess what happened? Somebody demolishes a double property. Two lots, one next to the other. And this person is beginning to get sick. And for the next 4 years, he's getting sicker by the day. Until finally the grand opening of this palace, which makes his house look like a shack. Not quite, but... And I had such rachmanis on this guy. I had genuine rachmanis. Is a tippish metupish, but you have to have rachman. Ain merachmim ala shaitim, all right, but I'm, you know, I can't control myself. I have rachmanis on them anyhow. Oh, but lemaisa, the untish teshura is that kind of agenda, the Rambam says, that's not machivin daita shalodom. You know that sometimes it does exact opposite? You know what kind of akmas nefesh the person has for those 4 years? And where do they live during those 4 years? They live in a loch. It's Billy Ploy. I'm building my house, my dream house. And of course, the dream house has a very fancy garage that holds four cars. And he has him and his wife and his three-year-old. And they have three cars. Ula Yerachim, you know, maybe he'll grow up tomorrow. But Lemaisa, the bottom line is that the Rambam, he's so... totally not goyrus this agenda. But at the same time, he says, listen, nice is nice and pleasant is pleasant, and it has its place. Only if the devotion and the focus is the tachlis of b'chol drachecha da'ehu. Zok der Rambam weiter. He says, v'yachshev shal zehat sad lo yiu eile Rois v'loy ma'isa hevel ritzoni loymar asiyas ha'pesuchim v'pituchim v'atziyurim b'binyonim b'kelim u'begodim. So he says v'dash zois ha'madrege madrege ol yoyna ma'oid v'chamuda lo yasiguha elo ma'at mizeer v'archar hergel godol u'keshetizdamein mitzius ha'odom sheze inyonoi ani oymer shuhu l'mata min ha'nevi'in. He says, I I told you before, the Rambam is not telling you this is the agenda of unique individuals. The Rambam insists that this should be everybody's agenda. Zok the Rambam, on the way to reach this agenda, most people fall to the wayside. They succumb. And you should know, he says, that the person who reaches this level, he's a notch below the Madrega of Nevuah. The Madrega's Hanaviyim. Ritzani Loima, Sheyishamish Koychis Nafshei Kulam, Veyosim Tachlisam Yediyas Hashem Yizbarach Levat. Velo Yasem Maisa Kotten Oy Godol, Velo Yedabet Dover, Elo Shehapoyel Ahu O Adova Ahu Mevi Lamaila, Oy Lamasha Mevi Alamaila. It either reaches the Maila or it leads to something which is the ultimate purpose, is that Maila. And it's an intermediary stage towards that Maila. For Yachshav Yistakel B'kol Poyel Itznua V'yireim Yovi El Atachlis Ahi Oy Lo Yovi V'oz Yaseyu. This is a person who's totally in control. I want you to know that the Rambam in Perek Hey is really, of the Shemayna Prakim, is really the Yisoid HaYisoidos of the whole Tnuah Samusar. The whole Tnuah Samusar was, you have to know yourself well enough to ask yourself constantly, have you achieved this goal? And what Musar is there's no baloney. Don't fudge. Because a lot of times we make believe or we think we're reaching Madregas and it's not. You know, there's a famous Maitha with the Rebbe Rabunim. Somebody came to the Rebbe Rabunim and he told him that he's in great despair. Why? Because he went through the entire Seder Hadvarim to reach what is called Gilui Eliyahu, where Eliyahu is supposed to reveal himself to him. So of course you understand very well, anybody that has an agenda to reach Gilui Eliyahu, you know, it's not an agenda. Either you get there because you are what you are. You do what you do. But anyway, he learned to the Sfarim, he fasted for 40 days, whatever it is he did, and nothing happened. So the Rebbe Rabunim, being who he was, he did not respond to him that you're a jerk. Instead, he told him the mashal. And the mashal said to him that he was a jerk. What was the mashal? The mashal was that the Baal Shem Tov had Gvaldika horses with a driver, a very famous driver, a guy. Anyhow, the Bekitza, the Baal Shem Tov's horses were riding wherever the Baal Shem Tov was going. And one of them turns to the other and says, you know, I'm hungry. He says, it's not a problem, you know, before you know it, we'll stop at a trough, you know, at a feeding station, and we'll eat. So they pass by the feeding station. They don't stop. So he says to him, no, what happened? So the other one says, you know something? I didn't realize it. We're not Stam horses, you know. We're the Baal Shem Tov's horses. Baal Shem Tov's horses are almost like people. So when we get to the inn, we'll eat. Feeding station, that's for animals. Anyhow, they go right past the inn. Says to him, what do you say now? Chacham Bastabins? So he says, you know, I didn't realize it. I didn't realize what it means to be the Baal Shem Tov's horses. I thought they were like people. They're not like people. They're mamish like malochim. Malochim don't have to eat. Anyhow, finally they arrived at the destination. The Rebbe Rabunim is telling the story. They arrived at the destination. And the guy unhitches them from the wagon and brings them over to the trough, the behemoth trough, and they're eating the oats like crazy. He says, you remain the same behemoth that you were before. That's what he told them, the marshal. So why are you thinking marshal? So what Musa really says is, don't baloney, don't fudge. Don't think that just because you closed your eyes and you went like this, that you really have a hiskashus to the Ribbono Shlom. Kashus to the Ribbono Shlom is a tremendous avoda, but the yesod is exactly what the Rambam says, not one word less. That's why you can have a Baal Musar that's waiting for the bus. Yeah? And he turns in the direction of where the bus is supposed to come from and is upset with himself that he turned his head. What is the pshat in that? What is he, a robot? He's a machine. That's the nature of people. People get nervous, they get edgy, they turn. Is their turning their head going to bring the bus any faster? Of course not. So why do they do it? Because we're human. That's why we do it. Baal Musa says, no. We do it because we're behemoths. not in a nasty sense over here. We're not, you know, we're not gluttons. We're just turning our heads for the bus. But that's not called control. The Rambam's Lashon is an unbelievable Lashon. V'hu yachshoy v'yistakel b'chol poyol tnua v'yireh im yovi el atachlis ahi o lo yovi. It's an unbelievable avoida. V'zeh shepikesh mimenu yisbarach sheniskavin elav v'omroi v'haftas Hashem elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshach v'chol miyodecha v'tzoynoi loymar v'chol chelkei nafshacha shetase tachlis kol chelek mimena tachlis achas v'hi la'avas Hashem yisbarach. When it says v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshach v'chol miyodecha, it means every possible aspect of yourself. And everything that's in your possession, all your koichos hanefesh, and all of your material capacity, one goal, avas Hashem. That's how he teaches it. Ukvar hizir hanavi olav hashalom. Very interesting, by the way. He calls him hanavi. Most of the time he says, hechacham, shloimei b'chachmasai. Take a look look at the last line of the Rambam, Per Gimel Och Gimel. V'hu sh'omah shloimei b'chachmasai b'chol drachecha da'ehu. So maybe the chachmasai doesn't mean the wisdom that he figured out on his own. The chachmasai means with the koach of nevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosan chachma l'shloimei. That's what it means. So he says here, V'hu sh'izir hanovi lo v'sholom alzeh gamki v'omah b'chol drachecha da'ehu. This is the extra verb here. Zichronim levrocha v'amru, afilu l'dvar aveira. Ritzoinim loymar, shetosim l'poyel ahu tachlis v'hi or emes. You have to chase after the emes, afal pishyesh b'aveira mitzad echon. I'm not going into this and what the Indian is over there. Yoyal eshes chavar kainin azevaita. That's not our agenda right now. He's just going to an extreme. He says sometimes the goal has to overcome even things that appear to be a problem. He says, this is a hakdama to Pirkei Avos. You should know that in Pirkei Avos, huge Torahs are said in three or four words. What are the three or four words in this particular case? V'chol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim. I want to show you something very sweet. Derech Agav. Let's go back to the Rambam. Perik Gimel Halacha Gimel. This, as I told you, is the summary, if you will. You know, the Rambam wrote the Yad HaChazaka many, many years later. And he spent 10 years on the Yad, revising it and revising it and revising it. And look how close this is to the whole Mahalath that he had when he was much younger in the Pirush HaMishnayos. Perek Gimel, Arocha Gimel of Hilchos Deis. Hamanig Atzmei Al Pi Refuah im Sama Al Libo Shia Kol Gufei Vavav Shleimim Bilvad. That's why he wants to have children. For what reason? Because it preoccupies him and it takes away his koiches, and he doesn't have the ability and the capacity to understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He wants a son. Why does he want a son? Because he wants a son that maybe he'll be zeicher and he'll have a son that is a chacham v'gadol b'Yisrael. Nimtza, hamahalich b'derech zu kol yomav oved es Hashem tamid. What is the point? That such a person is an eved Hashem. He's not an oved es Hashem. He's an eved Hashem. Because he's oved es Hashem tamid. There's never a moment, even when he's sleeping, the Rambam is about to say, he's still the same Eved Hashem. Eved es Hashem tamid. Afilu b'shoah shenoisiv v'noisin, even when he's in business, v'afilu b'shoah sheboil, when he's in physical relationships, v'pnei shemachshavtei b'koil, k'dei sheyimtza srochav ad sheyegufoi sholim la'avoid es Hashem. Ad sheyegufoi sholim la'avoid es Hashem. V'afilu b'shoah shu yoshein, im yoshein l'das, for the purpose, kadesh tanuach daita olav, you should be rested. V'yanuach gufay kadesh lo yechle, v'lo yuchal avres Hashem v'uchayle. Nimtzei sheino shaloi avoido lamokim baruchu. The sleeping itself is totally unconscious, and nevertheless it becomes an avoidas Hashem. Weil in jen zet sivu chachom in v'omr v'chom asach yu l'shem shamayim v'u shom ashloime b'chach mosib b'chol drachach da eyu v'hu yiyasho chasach. I wanted to show you something very sweet, completely derech agav. The Rambam said here that when he has a child, in other words, when he's about to procreate, about to have relations, the child, of course, is not even conceived, and certainly not born, and certainly not grown up. But people have dreams. So when he dreams about his son, what should he dream about? So the Rambam says, it's not enough that he should dream to have a son who can help him in his business, who can join him in his work. He has to dream, Ulai yiyeh b'ni chacham, the God will be Yisrael. So, first time I saw this Rambam, I was intrigued by it. Because it seems to me that it's not necessary to say those words to make the Rambam's point. What is the Rambam's point, Bechlau? He talks about how a person can be perpetually an Eved Hashem. So being an Eved Hashem is a very high madrega. So why doesn't he say, Ulai yiyeh b'ni Eved Hashem? Ulai yiyeh li bein? V'yiyeh b'ni Eved Hashem? I will produce another Eved Hashem into the world. Why does the Rambam say this? So somebody asks me, Mehecha Teisa, that this Lashon is, the Rambam picked the Lashon. So first of all, there's no such thing as the Rambam picking a Lashon. But I want to show you something very interesting. In Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Simon Reish Lamed Aleph, he tells you that, you shouldn't really sleep during the day, but if you get very exhausted and you can't learn, so you should take a little bit of a cat nap, you know, a little bit of a nap. The professors say that a minimum of 15 minutes and not much longer than an hour, because after an hour, the body goes into a sleep, and if you arouse it from that, it actually is not good for you. So I'm just, you know, giving you Eitzes Toivus, you know, it's not nothing to do. But Imi Efshaloi Lilmoid Veloi Sheinas Tzorayim, says the Mechaber, what if he can't? Yishan. Zok the Ramah, Hago, Ukshaneer, these Oisios, Aleph Beit, that's for the Mishnah Berurah that follows here in the sheets. Ukshaneer Mishnosa, Ein Tzorch Levorech Alekai Neshama. V'yesh Oimim Sheyikra Koidim Sheyishan V'hinoya. Even if a person's going to sleep during the day, there's a day that says that he should say V'hinoyam, but he does not have to say Alekai Neshama when he wakes up. Ubovad Shelo Yarech Ba, but you should not sleep extensively during the day. Here he's segueing into the Rambam. He uses this as an opportunity to go into the Rambam Hilchos Deos Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel, and in this the Shulchan Aruch is almost verbatim from the Tur who followed the Rambam. So he said, by the way, on this B'chol D'Rachecha D'Ayu, I bring it in the notes. We'll do it Bli Neder next time. There's a very famous Mishnah Berurah that talks about Kailo. But we'll see next time. Bli Neder. V'amu chachom kom asach yu l'shem shamayim, sh'afilu dvarim shol rishus, kegoyin, achilu v'ashasiyo v'alicho v'yeshiva v'akima v'atashrish v'asicho v'chol tzarchi gufcha, yiyu kulam l'avoyis v'racho, so you see, it's mamish mila b'mila l'Rambam, or a very good paraphrase. Even if he's thirsty, even if it's not detrimental to his health, and even if he's not following his tithes, it's still not enough. Why? Im otzel hanos atzmai, v'hishlim cheftzai v'tavosai, eina mishubach, elam ken otzel l'shem shemayim. It's an amazing thing. You can be a Baal Madrega and hang around with the tzaddikim, the chachamim, and you can have all kinds of intentions that are not necessarily that through this I will be an Eved Hashem. You rub elbows with the, you know, with the big people, you know. V'chein b'shchiva, ein tzorech loyma, shebizman sheyochel lasik b'tor b'mitzvahis, people like to sleep, so some people get into bed just because they have the hanoah of sleeping. I don't know what that's all about, but there are such people, Otherwise, the Mechaber wouldn't talk about it. Even when a person should be sleeping, because after a point your head is fachadet, you can't think, and you certainly cannot learn properly. It means the tashmish that the Torah says, she'erik susa v'ainasa la yigra, she'im asa or piriv arivya pru urvu, im asa la hashlim ta'avosai, or la'anoas gufay ha'reza meguna. But that's if it's just for pure hanah. V'afilum niskavim k'day she'ilu banim she'isham she'oisei v'yimalu m'koyma ena m'shubach, ela, yischavim she'ilu banim, la'avoy desbar. You see how Meir Dikazach? You have here a paraphrase of the Rambam, not necessarily Mila b'Mila, but it's certainly rephrasing the Rambam. And this is from Lashon HaTor, I wrote on the side. And nevertheless, he says what? Avodas Baira. Rambam, it's pellet that they don't reach, because the Inyan is, I want a son, Avodas Baira. So why did the Rambam say, Yula Yibni Yuchachim Begavi? So I say this very often at a bris. Teretz is, the baby's born already? No. The baby's conceived already? No. He hasn't even done the ma'aseh yet. He's now doing the ma'aseh that procreates Bezus Hashem Yisborah and brings a child into the world. In other words, he's dreaming. When a Yid dreams, he has to dream big. And some people say that when you dream very big, maybe something good will come out of it. I remember when my son, my Bechor, whose name is Baruch Ber, was bar mitzvah, so we went into Reb Moshe. We went into Reb Moshe for a bracha. We were living on the Lower East Side. We went into Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe says, "Oh, the Heistach Baruch Ber, your name is Baruch Ber. You should be like Reb Baruch Ber." Then he thinks for a second. He makes like this with his head. No. To be like Reb Baruch Ber, not so pashut. But you should want to be like Reb Baruch Ber. A dream, you have to dream to the top. But that's the Rambam says, Ulai Yibini, if it's Ulai, then it's Ulai Yibini Chacham Begadol B'Yisrael. And a Chanami. The point would be established with the words of the Mechaber and the Torah. I want a son not to help me in the business, not for any ulterior purpose. I want a son because I want an Eved Hashem in the world, with all of the consequences of that. But the Rambam is telling you something else, Derech Agav. Why they didn't repeat it, I think because they wanted to make clear to you what the point is in its basic essence. But the Rambam nevertheless allowed himself to give you a little bit of an understanding what it means to have vision. You dream big. From that big dream, we don't know what will result, but if we don't dream big, we are sure that it will not result. But the dream is Chacham v'Gadol B'Yisrael.